Mr. Gottesack, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was looking if G77 is going to go first, but okay, I'll go first. So I have to adjust my speaking points, which started, let me join the G77, so I'll start a bit differently. I just want to thank you, Mr. President, first of all, of course, and as well as the Vice President, Ambassador Chodorus Fox, for guiding us through the session this week, as well as the representatives in the negotiations of the LDC report, agreed conclusions. This week we considered some very interesting topics, had good exchanges, and even if we may not agree on all issues considered, which is normal, it provided for a very good exchange of views and hopefully better understanding of respective positions. We also heard back from the Working Party and the IG on Financing for Development, which both confirmed continuous improvements in their deliberations, even as some challenges that we have not been able to overcome over the years of genuine efforts persist. As said during the relevant agenda item, we call upon the entire membership to engage in a constructive discussion on how to address these legitimate concerns with a view of defining a pragmatic solution for UNCTAD 16. Indeed, UNCTAD 16 process is soon to overtake much of our weekly engagements. The EU is very much aligned with SG's call on Monday for an ambitious outcome, but an ambitious outcome must also be realistic. Or if I borrow the words of the European Commission President from this week, Madame von der Leyen, we should not be consumed by pessimism or even optimism thinking. We must think in terms of what is possible, and we must commit to achieve what is possible. With these words, allow me to only thank the secretariats for the support in this board session, the colleagues in the room, of course, with whom we engaged to identify the constructive solution on the LDC report, as well as, I think, learning a lot in this process. And of course, as always, the interpreters that ensure that our words are well understood. Thank you.